When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's fallback and anniversary edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And I'm delighted to say that it's dried out a little bit this morning here in the Great Pacific Northwest. We had a really rainy day yesterday, much drier this morning driving in. We even have, well, you can find a little cracks of blue sky up there and maybe a beam of sun here or there. And as usual, across the desk from me is Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And before we get into any chit-chat here, let's get everybody involved, and that would be the Mood Studio across the glass, Animal World's call screeners. Well, let's see. Head call screener and associate producer Kathy Southwick is here. Good morning, Kath.
Good morning, Martha.
All right.
And Mike.
And then we also have our fountain of youth, Prescott, is here. Good morning, Prescott. He's getting, they're switching off here.
Good morning, Martha.
Yeah, good morning. There's everybody's there. All right, Kathy, you were so right, because our first order of business this morning is, we may be even now, because the anniversary, Mike, today is for you.
Actually, I didn't forget. It was last week.
It's the first Sunday of November.
No, October. Halloween.
It's the first Sunday of November.
I can prove it to you.
Really? Well, we weren't here in the studio last Sunday, so we couldn't do anything.
But I was.
Well, but we were. Anyway, we're celebrating your anniversary joining Animal World. And I can't remember how many years it's been. Do you remember how many years it's been? You don't remember either. So it's been so many years that we can't remember how many. Kathy, do you remember how many years it's been since Mike has been with us? Since you remembered the anniversary as well.
Yes, it's been 5 years. Right, Mike?
Well, he says he doesn't remember, and I don't remember.
I do.
You're our calendar keeper.
I don't know about that, but you know, I try.
All right, so it's been 5 years since Mike has been being our production engineer.
Yes.
Gosh, it seems...
Happy anniversary, Mike. Even if maybe we're off by a Sunday, well, we still appreciate you.
Yeah. Yeah. And...
Well, I initially thought you were talking about my other anniversary, as far as being here at the station, and that's next month.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Well, it was with you, I guess, here on the show.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And I just was usually, you know, he was always, in the past years, have accused me of not remembering. Well, the first year I didn't remember, but so I've been making up ever since. So that's why I was not going to say anything and then say happy anniversary when we started the show. And just so you know that I didn't forget, and Kathy didn't forget.
No,
I have to remember. So it's been 5 years. Doesn't it seem like it's been...
That's
maybe
a long
that's
time,
that sounds
isn't
like
it?
Seen,
yeah.
Well, no, I think it seems like it's been longer than that.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
But
yeah.
But that's, I guess I have to remember how many years I've actually been doing the show here on the station, because I had an original production engineer, but for less than the first year. And then Gary Hill became production engineer, and he did it for like 8 years.
Wow.
So 8 and 5, what is that? 13?
There you go.
So 13 to 14 years. Has it been that long? Holy mackerel. Anyway, we're ever still so grateful, Mike, to have you here, and especially when nobody at the station remembers to fall back with the clocks. At least Mike is here to keep us operating on schedule. And
he keeps us towing the line, you know, just keeps everything in order.
Yeah. And if you've been tapping your toes wondering where we've been for an hour, well, you forgot to set your clock back. It was fall back last night, which is, of course, my favorite time of daylight savings time. I really appreciate the extra hour of sleep, although I would vote for let's leave it daylight savings time forever. I'm not wild about it.
I think it's a good idea.
You know, being dark by 4 o'clock by the time we get, you know, to Christmas.
Right.
And the shortest day of the year, the winter solstice.
Yeah.
But.
Well, now with me, I actually got 5 hours more sleep.
Oh, well, that's, I was going to say, you've just gotten back from a trip. You were back east.
Yes. I went to Washington, D.C. with my daughter.
Yeah.
She had a convention to go to, and I got to take care of my little granddaughter, Eve.
Oh, how fun.
That little year.
So mommy and baby had to go to conference, but we needed grandma along to babysit
yeah.
while she did her business stuff.
And what a horrible thing to go to Washington, D.C. Not really, I'm being sarcastic, but it was amazing.
And so you just got back last night.
I did.
So you were there during this last week.
Right.
How's the weather this time of year back there?
Was it? I hear it was unusual. When I got there on Tuesday and Wednesday, it was very warm.
Uh-huh.
And then the rest of the week, it was like the upper 60s and bright blue sky. It was beautiful.
Oh, wonderful.
Beautiful. And I have to say, kudos to Washington, D.C. They take such good care of their city there. It was so clean. I think I only saw like 2 or 3 homeless people. But that's not bad. Homeless people are good, you know. I'm just saying, it was just so very well maintained as far as cleanliness and order. Everything
Excellent.
Being orderly, and the museums were wonderful, the monuments.
Yeah, you sent me some wonderful photographs from the art museum.
Yeah, I couldn't bypass your favorite artist.
Well, yes, of course, I'm a big fan of Vincent van Gogh, and you saw lots of originals. And
I did.
Sent pictures.
I saw
a few of
them.
Brought me a wonderful calendar.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it was fun to see that and think of you and take those pictures.
Well,
and
how nice that you got a break. And
it was, and
how's Eric doing?
He's doing good. He did well. I had several people checking in on him, so
right.
Dismantled the stove and hid the keys to the car. I mean, not that he would do anything intentional, but
but he's still recovering from the traumatic brain injury.
Yeah, so
and this is part of the process.
Exactly.
Now, is he continuing to make slow progress?
Yeah, he's doing very well. He's going to start back to work very, very part-time the middle of December. And
oh, great.
He's going to start taking some driving classes and evaluations. So
he has to relearn some of the skills and so forth?
I wouldn't say relearn. I guess they're just watching his reaction to things. Yeah. But... it's all coming along good.
Excellent. Well, that's really a nice light at the end of the tunnel if he gets to go back to work a little bit.
Yes.
At least starting in December. I mean, that's got to be a big thing for him.
Oh, he's going crazy in the house.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm so tired of being here. I'm done. Get me out of here.
Yeah. Well,
But it was good for me because I got away from all of the stresses of that whole story. So, just focused on loving on my grandbaby and walking the different monuments and museums, and came back feeling mentally and emotionally well rested. So.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So,
so
glad
it was a good week.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Well, and I'm glad. I would think sometimes you come back a little jet lagged or something, but you actually are feeling refreshed from from a break and getting away. That's excellent.
I walked miles, just miles.
Really?
And so my body really
hurts. Well, there's
so
much to see, and you do walk around through all that stuff.
It was fun. It was really good. Well, anyways, back to the show, right?
Very glad. And, I was glad to have the fall back last night, too, because I ended up, it worked out timing-wise. I went down to do a counseling session way south of Olympia. Well, Olympia, but way south, down
you
and
did.
Out, 101 yesterday. So, yeah, I had a 2.5-hour drive down there in the rain to get there, and then,
my.
4-plus-hour counseling session. And then, had the long drive back. So I was so glad that I got to turn the clocks back an hour last night.
And driving in the rain is stressful, isn't it?
Well, I really like drive, and I do. Of course, I would have preferred to have a dry day to drive, but it actually wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was much better on the way home, which, of course, was after dark, which was nice. Than it was on the way. It was rainier on the way down. So,
yeah.
So it worked out well.
Oh, good.
And hopefully we have two wonderful, adorable little dachshunds that will now be doing better with their house training and manners and all that good stuff. It was a really great session. I had fun working with these two little dogs.
Oh, good.
And they were very grateful that I came down to help them out. So that was fun.
Awesome.
All righty.
All right. Back to the
show. So we have got, it is the first Sunday of November already. Can you believe that? Hard to believe, but it is a shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And that means we've got a lineup of some great interviews. And what we're going to do today is in this first hour, we will chat with Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland, and they've got some events coming up, one going on this month of November, and then and the big annual celebration in December, first week in December, so we'll be talking about all of that. In the second hour, yay, hip hip hooray, finally we've been able to coordinate, and we will once again have from Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants, Aline Fortgang will join us for the second hour of the show today, and she's going to be filling us in on all of what's going on back at the Oklahoma City Zoo and what's going on with our beloved Bamboo and the other elephants, and we'll follow up, of course, to see if anything has come from. I know that there were some complaints filed and challenges and that sort of thing, and see if anything's happening with all of that. And the Friends of Oklahoma City Zoo Elephants, a little group, started a petition several months ago to encourage them to move Bamboo to the shelter or the sanctuary in Tennessee because, she's just not doing well and not integrated as they had hoped and so forth. So we'll find out where all of that stands. And she let me know. I was so tired last night. I didn't have time to read all the stuff she sent me. But there's something going on with pandas we need to know about. So we're gonna start talking about some other animals with Aline as well, because of course she keeps an eye on what's going on with wildlife and this zoosing and so forth. So it should be a great discussion. That'll happen in the 10 o'clock hour. In the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to follow up from last month with Missy from Animal Talk and Missy's rescue in Seattle on Lake City Way. We'll find out if she's getting the help that she needs to support this rescue and the work that they do. And they've got some events coming up, too, that we'll be talking about. And then we'll finish up today the last half of the third hour of the show with a visit of our resident Nyaswami Reeman McGillaray. He is the co-director of the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. He'll join us for the last half hour of the show. And we'll be talking about how the holidays apply to a yoga lifestyle and what will be happening through, you know, the next couple months at Ananda and all of the stuff that you might want to join into with and so forth, and, you know, a few other things we've got on the list. So that's kind of a roundup of where we're going with all of this. Now, let's see. I do have a request. I'm going to try to get current events here in the first hour before we start interviews. And we will, at some time during today's show, we'll do a missing link giveaway. So be prepared for that. I'll give you some phone numbers here in a moment. You can jot them down. So when it's time for the missing link giveaway, you'll have the numbers and can call in. And the missing link, phenomenal supplement for pretty much anything in an animal suit. They've got a version. There are three formulas for dogs, one for cats, a vegetarian formula for both dogs and cats and other house critters, a bird formula, a poultry formula for city chickens and so forth. And we give all of those varieties away on the show. You get to choose which one you want, and they are full-size bags that we send right to your door. And to qualify, you just need to be 18 years or older, and you can't have won a contest here on KKNW or any other station show on Animal World or any other show on this station in the last 30 days. Then you're eligible. So when it is time, I will let you know it's time for the missing link giveaway and give you the missing link word or phrase of the day, and then you'll pick up your phone and call Prescott, and yay, there he is, and tell him what version of missing link you would like for your animal friends. So jot down these phone numbers, and in case you're interested in the shelters and rescues and people we're talking to today, if you've got questions or comments you want to add, you can always call Kathy or Prescott and let them know what's on your mind. They can get that information to me. Okay, so jot this down for the giveaway when it's time. And local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And then you can shoot us an email anytime during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then one more announcement here, and then we'll officially start the show. I have a friend who, gosh, has experienced a really, really, really sad situation that has affected her living arrangements. I'm not going to go into a lot of details, but wonderful person, is in need of, by sometime this month, a rental on the east side. So if you know of any rental properties, she needs a two-bedroom, you know, apartment-type situation that will accept her two kitties. So an east side rental situation, two bedrooms, accepting kitties. I would love you to let me know if you know of anything available that I could pass on to my friend. And like I said, it's a pretty urgent situation. So if you know, then what you can do, you can email me at animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can call my office number at 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. If you know of a two-bedroom rental on the east side, that takes kitties. Okie doke. All righty, let's go ahead and start the show. And yeah, I know we've been chatting for a while, but it's not official until we invoke the presence and honor the presence of the saint that has been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. So we do a couple of little St. Francis prayers, and because it's Sunday too, and then the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. And we're going to start with the St. Francis prayers, so I'm ready, and here we go. We're going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, and now for us humans, the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All righty. Now, it's time for the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative, and if you don't know what this is all about, it's started by the directors of the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. It is kind of a tweak of Paramahansa Yogananda's Peace and Harmony Prayer, and this is something that Anandians all over the world, so hundreds if not thousands of people have been doing these prayer affirmations up to five times a day for a very long time now. And you know, I'm always saying thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy, and so it has to be helping. Now, it is a two affirmation process. If you're doing this at home and want to participate with the Worldwide Peace Initiative, you do each affirmation up to five times a day. The first one, when you're doing it at home, you do it for about 60 seconds, which is 10 to 12 repetitions. When I do it at home, I do it 12 times. And then the second one, you do three times. And here on the radio, we do the radio version, so we do each affirmation three times. And then I've got one we're going to add for a particular timing today. So we will start with the first affirmation, which is for the world, and we say it three times, and then the second one is for personally, you say it for me three times. And now here's how it works. I'm going to say it out loud. If you want to and are in a position to do this with me and say it out loud wherever you are, I'd love you to be doing that. And if it works better to say it silently in your head, that's okay too. And if you don't want to participate at all, that's also okay. It is completely up to you. But here we go with affirmation number one. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. And now the second one. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. All right, now because of the timing, I'm going to add one more set of this affirmation because I don't know if you got time. I'm sure you're all aware of how intense the energy around has been related to the current election cycle going on. And I'm hearing lots of stories that many people are just getting ill, physically ill, over the stress of the whole thing. So Ananda, at least here locally, Riemann started, put out a plea, and the members of Ananda here locally have been getting together and doing specific peace and harmony prayers for the energy of this election, you know, up through Tuesday. And so I figure we'll add our energy to that too. So we're going to do fill this election with peace and harmony. So we're going to do this three times, and you can add that to your prayer and peace and harmony affirmations, you know, for the next few days. We might as well do everything we can to calm the energies down. So here we go. Lord, fill this election with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this election with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this election with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty, we are official, and goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway, if you haven't filled out your ballots and got them into a Dropbox or in the mail, please do that. It's important that everybody vote. Alrighty then, we'll take care of advertisers and sponsors, and remember, most important part of the show, without them, there's no us, so listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, go on back, and then I don't know if I'll have time, maybe I can get a quick current events in before our first interview. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here with Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you heard from a number of our advertisers just now. Remember the great NuPro supplements, N-U-P-R-O supplements. I handed out samples again yesterday to my two little new dachshund friends because, once again, they weren't eating their food that well and leaving some. And I have found the NuPro supplement to be the best way to get your dogs to eat their meal all at once, be excited about it, and clean their bowl immediately because it's a powdered supplement. It's got desiccated liver in it. They just love it. You add a little cool water and mix it up, and oh my goodness, it just, they love their food. So check them out, NuPro, N-U-P-R-O, supplements.com. Check out our Dr. Nels at animalhealingministry.com. He does house calls. He does remote work and absolute miracles. Watch the video testimonials. They're really incredible. You can also find him on Facebook these days. Healing Ministry for Animals on Facebook, and he's got some really good stuff. And he's actually got a live Facebook program going on now on Wednesday afternoons at 1 o'clock. So you might want to join that. And remember to check out Whispering Dragon, whispering-dragon.com, our great harmonic energy and shifters, Jude and Paul Ponton, in Seattle. And they also work remotely. Okay, it's time to start interviews, but I think I'm going to run out of time if I don't do it. So I'm going to get in before we go to our first interview. Let's take care of current events. Okie dokie. Speaking of entertainment, boy, we've got stuff. A lot of the holiday stuff is starting to roll in now. And we'll be talking in the, later in the show to Missy from Animal Talk and Missy's Rescue on Lake City Way. They've got a Whiskers Gone Wild Christmas event coming up on December 9th from 7 to 10 p.m. It's a dinner and auction fundraiser for Missy's Rescue. We'll talk in more detail about that in the 11 o'clock hour when we've got Misty on the line. Let's see. And we have got new at the Northwest Stream Center in Everett, and they are doing their All About Beavers presentation Thursday, November 17th at 7 p.m. This is a great presentation. And it includes the showing of the IMAX movie Beavers, a presentation on beaver habitat and habitat requirements and physiology. It is $5 if you're a member of Streamkeeper, $7 if you're not, and you need to call for reservations. And that would be 425-316-8592. You can mark your calendars now if you'd like to participate in the annual live Christmas tree event that they have at Northwest Stream Center. What they do is pot up a bunch of wild live holiday trees, a bunch of different varieties. And on Saturday, December 10th, you can go to the Northwest Stream Center in Everett and purchase one of the live and wild holiday trees. I'll have more details before then in terms of what varieties of trees they have. But your purchase includes an annual membership to Streamkeepers for 2017, and you can keep the tree because, of course, you purchase it and plant it yourself. Or if you don't want to plant it in, on your own property, you can bring it back to Northwest Stream Center, and then they will plant it next to a salmon stream. So you can check it out, www.streamkeeper.org, but that's Saturday, December 10th. Vicki Draper's got a free class coming up on November 30th. This sounds like a really good one. It's at Whole Pet Shop in Woodinville. Relieving separation anxiety, ease with the holidays for you and your animals. It's going to be from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. At the Whole Pet Shop on Wednesday, November 30th. And that's on the Northeast Woodinville Duval Road. And it's free. All righty. Now, also at Homeward Pet Adoption Center, it is adoption. Adopt a Senior Pet Month is in November, and to honor that, they're offering a reduced adoption fee for all cats over 8 years of age, and they've reduced the fee to $50. www.homewardpet.org. And then also this month, they've got a sip and shop at Northwest Cellars in Kirkland. That's the little winery in Kirkland. On November 19th, it's a wine tasting, small bites, holiday shopping, and ugly sweaters. Dress accordingly with your pooch, and you'll be entered to win. Prizes include ugliest sweater, most creative, best owner dog sweater combo, and more. $25 in advance, $30 at the door, and $20 of the ticket price goes to Homeward Pet. All righty, and then, well, and the last things I've got on the event are happening at Meow Cat Rescue, and we're going to talk to them so we can take care of that when we talk to Marilyn here. So just remember, next week is Talk With Your Animals Sunday, Darcy Pariso in the studio. So remember that so you can call in for your free readings with Darcy. And without further ado, let's go ahead and begin our shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we're going to start off with our friend from Meow Cat Rescue, Marilyn Hendrickson. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, thanks.
Oh, you got a little echo there. You're not on speakerphone, are you?
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
All right. Well, we'll hope it stays stable here. So for anybody that doesn't know, give us the rundown on what Meow is all about.
Meow is a 501c3 no-kill animal shelter rescue organization. We'll be celebrating our 20th year.
Wow.
Right after the new year. We're located in Kirkland, and we also have a dog division. And we have lots of cats and lots of kittens looking for homes right now.
Do you?
Yeah.
And it used to be that the kittens would be slowing down or maybe not available this time of year, but I don't think that happens much anymore. Are kittens pretty much a year-round deal?
Kittens are a year-round deal. The influx is usually about May through December. Believe it or not.
Oh, really? So it lasts that long?
Yeah.
So you're still heavy into it then?
Oh, we sure are. We've got a shelter full of kittens.
Really? Wow.
And we've got foster homes, myself included, with foster kittens that are not even old enough to be spayed or neutered yet. So, yeah, we're heavily into kitten season until usually about mid-January it starts to slow down for a couple months.
Only a couple months anymore.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. And Meow started out as a cat rescue on the Mercer Island area, and then you moved up to the Houghton area of Kirkland.
Mm-hmm.
You're located in the same little shopping area that PCC, Kirkland PCC, is, so you're easy to find and not far off the freeway. Now, if I remember correctly, you just have cats and kittens in the shelter.
Correct.
Right. You do have dogs available, but they're all in foster homes. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
All right. And why don't we start with the shelter is open regularly for people to come and meet the kitties, cats and kittens that are there?
Mm-hmm. It is.
And so what hours are we talking about and days?
Well, our hours are different every day. Monday is the only day that we are not open. Today, we're open from 12 to 5. Tuesday, Wednesday, we're open from 12 to 5. Thursday is 3 to 7. Friday is 12 to 7. And Saturday is 11 to 5.
Yeah, you do have a
various... It's all over the board, yeah.
Yeah. But during those hours, people are free to come to the shelter and see what you have and meet
the
kitties?
They are. And we did a nose count yesterday, and we have over 90 cats and kittens in our shelter right now.
Wow. So over 90 in the shelter.
In the shelter.
Do you know how many are out in foster?
Oh, over 100.
Over 100. Is that cats and dogs or just cats?
Dogs, I think probably roughly, I'd say between 15 and 20.
Okay.
Cats and kittens, it's well over 100, probably approaching 200.
Wow. Yeah. Well, and how wonderful it is to have your foster families and stuff to take these. I know I enjoy seeing your posts on Facebook. Because you often, post the ones that you're fostering and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think I remember recently that you got some kittens.
Yeah, I have 5 little kittens right now.
All right. So if folks are interested in, because you've got, you've got a hot deal right now going on at Meow. Because I mentioned it in current events, but it seems like you got the best deal in town. It is November is Adopt a Senior Cat Month,
mm-hmm.
and you are celebrating this at Meow with it. And is this? Did I get this right? That all cats over 8 years of age during the month of November can be adopted for just $8.
That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a deal.
That's quite a deal because they're all spayed, neutered, microchipped, viral tested, vaccinated, dewormed.
Wow.
It's quite a deal.
Yeah, and eight years or older, I mean, eight is just really middle age for a kitty.
Yeah,
and they've got a lot of good years left. And I know I'm always encouraging folks to think about adopting, you know, senior or older kitties. And a number of reasons, you know, especially for senior citizen humans. I know so many times, you know, people say to me that they'd really love to have another animal, but they don't want, you know, they're afraid the animal will outlive them. So they don't want to get a young puppy or a kitten. But, you know, I always say, well, adopt a senior, because, you know, they really need a loving forever home. And, you know, they aren't going to be around as long as a puppy or a kitten.
That's right. And kittens have such a high energy level. Not a lot of people can keep up with kittens. And they, you know, they dart in front of you when you're walking.
Sure.
And they're very busy. So not everyone's lifestyle is attuned to kittens.
Well, sure, and they may be, you know, hanging off your drapes and
yeah,
all over the place.
and
they require, even though cats are, I would say, you know, a lot less maintenance than dogs in most cases, because, you know, cats can be indoor-only models. You don't have to walk them and so forth, and they do relatively well on their own. But, you know, the younger they are, the more, you know, play they need, and interactive play and supervision and all that good stuff. And they need to be educated just like, you know, puppies do.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. You know, kittens can just be too much for many, many folks. But gosh, you know, adopting a middle-aged or older cat, they're a known entity. You kind of know who they are and what they are, you know, before you adopt them.
Yeah, that's right. And the thing we always tell people, because we know kittens and puppies are undeniably just irresistible. You really can't resist a kitten. But in the blink of an eye, they're an adult. And when they do become an adult, usually their personality is set. When you adopt a kitten, you really don't know for sure what you're going to get.
Right, exactly. Exactly, because they may be, you know, they may be, you know, friendly and so forth, you know, when you meet them in a confined or a shelter situation. But as they start to grow up at home, they may be peel them off the wall brand cats, and they may not be lap cats or snuggle cats,
mm-hmm.
you know, because cats come in all kinds of versions.
Yes,
and
they do.
And but once they're grown, you know if they're snuggle cats or, you know, cuddly cats or independent cats, and who they get along with and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
So much more predictable.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I know I've talked to a number of folks that have been kind of disappointed in because they started with young kitten, and it didn't grow up to have the kind of personality that they had hoped to have.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that is completely avoidable when you get an older model, an already raised and trained model, so to speak.
Right. And we have the Meet Your Match assessment process, and I know we talked about this a couple of years ago, but
it's been a long time since we've talked about it. So what is that all about?
Well, it was developed by someone at the ASPCA, and we incorporated it into our shelter about 8 years ago. Every cat or kittens over the age of 9 months old are assessed with the scientific formula developed by these people at the ASPCA. And it helps us match them up with the right home, in terms of if your home is like a library or if your home is very busy and more like a circus.
Uh-huh.
And we rate the cat on valiance and socialness. And that way, we'll have to talk about it at length. It's a long process, but there are 9 distinct personalities in adult cats.
Wow.
And when people come into the shelter and we kind of get an idea of what their lifestyle is like and what their home life is like, we can match them up with a cat that would best suit their household.
That's really great.
And our return rate has dropped dramatically since we started doing this.
Wow. And now, and that brings up something else that I think is important for people to know. And that is, you know, if they do adopt a cat from Meow, you can always bring it back.
Yeah. We have a lifetime commitment to the cats and kittens that are adopted from us. And we tell everyone that if for any reason at all they're unable to care for the cat, we will take it back.
Yeah, and I just recently experienced, you know, how much you really stand by that, because a friend of mine, her mother lived in a condominium very close to Meow in Kirkland, and she had adopted, you know, a cat from Meow a number of years ago, and I understand the cat had been there quite a while, but and she adopted this cat, ended up being a wonderful companion for her for a number of years, but she passed away recently, and unfortunately there was no one's going to be moving into the condo, you know, for quite some time, and there was no one in the family who could take the cat. But they were able to easily bring it back to Meow, and you guys took the cat back in again, which was really, really wonderful. So mm-hmm, yeah. It was a big burden off the family, mm-hmm, and knowing that the cat would be cared for.
Right.
So that's really something. Now, I tell you what, we're gonna put you on hold for just a moment because we've got to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. And then I guess when we come back, Marilyn, it may be time to start talking Christmas.
Yeah.
Because we got a big event coming up at Meow when we turn the calendars to December. So we'll talk about that and anything else that Marilyn needs to share with us about what's going on at Meow. So everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More with Meow straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Eileen Grimes, and I am an astrologer in the greater Seattle area, and I am the host of the Jupiter Rising Show, which airs every Sunday at 2 p.m. Our show is about the astrological world with fun features, wonderful guests, and your phone calls. So don't forget Sundays at 2 p.m. The Jupiter Rising Show right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Vicki Draper is a highly regarded modern-day animal healer, a natural-born animal communicator and author who supports family animals with health, harmony, and ease, addressing wellness during every stage of your animal's life. With her skill set, she serves people locally, remotely, nationally, and internationally. Is your dog barking? Cat going outside of the litter box? Animals fighting? You're frustrated, at your wit's end, and if you desire relief and need to gain harmony and calm in your household, you're invited to get in touch with Vicki online. Log on to healingyouranimal.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and you heard us talking about a great Northwest afternoon or Northwest School of Animal Massage on Vashon Island. Just a great place, and they've got wonderful on-location classes for massage and all kinds of great stuff. But they also, if you are interested in becoming a massage therapist for animals, they have a great distance learning program, so you don't have to be here in this area. You don't have to go to Vashon Island. You can do the bulk of your education via the internet and the distance learning, and then they have campuses around the world now. So check them out, www.nwsam for Northwest School of Animal Massage, nwsam.com. Also, check out Vicki Draper's stuff, the great new book that's out. I wrote the foreword, and it's called Bridging the True Love Connection Between You and Your Animals. And it really is a wonderful book to work with if you want to enhance the relationship with you and your animals. And Vicki's got the wonderful crystal essences, and she's got a free class coming up at Whole Pet Shop in Woodinville later this month. So check that out, MarthaNorwalk.com. Check out current events. Alrighty then, let's get back to our discussion. We've got Marilyn on the line from Meow in Kirkland. And speaking of current events, Marilyn, we have the Meow Holiday Bazaar and Bake Sale coming up.
Yeah, we do. Less than a month away.
And it's going to be on Saturday, December 3rd. And it's from 12 to 5 p.m. Now, it's not actually at the rescue, but it's close, right? The North Lake Unitarian Universalist Church.
Yes. This event has outgrown our shelter. We used to try to do it in the lobby, but it's gotten so big that we have moved it up the street about probably a little bit less than a mile, North Lake Unitarian Church in Kirkland, which is on 4th Avenue South, and it's on our website. But it's a big event. We've got lots of food and crafts and decorations, and we'll be our 2017 calendar is hot off the press, and we'll have that for sale.
Oh, wonderful.
And,
wonderful. Now, I'm wondering, are you still looking for people to participate in terms of baking stuff and creating crafts for the event?
Yep. We're always, if anybody likes to bake or craft, we welcome their talent.
All right. So if someone is interested in contributing something for the bake sale, the bazaar and bake sale, they should just call Meow.
They can call Meow at 425-822-6369.
That's 425-822-6369. And for those of us that would just like to come and do some holiday shopping at the bazaar and buy some wonderful baked goods, then we just have to show up, right?
Right. All you have to do is show up. We'll have shopping bags for you, shopping baskets. There's just so many things, and it's just a really nice event.
And that's Saturday, December 3rd from noon to 5 p.m. And you say this North Lake Unitarian Church on 4th Avenue, it's just about a block away from the shelter?
No, it's more like, I think it's about 8 or 9 blocks.
Oh, 8 or 9 blocks, okay.
Yeah.
But it's in the Kirkland neighborhood there.
Mm-hmm.
Will the Meow shelter be open its normal hours on that day?
Yeah, the shelter will be open its normal hours. So
you could plan to come and do the bazaar and bake sale and then stop in at the shelter to see the kitties and kittens.
Yeah, you could make it a full afternoon.
Yeah. And obviously the cats and kittens will be available for adoption that day as well.
Right.
Now, I think there's a way, isn't there, if folks, especially if people are out of the area, can they see pictures of the cats and the dogs that you have available for adoption online somewhere?
Yeah, and we have a link right on our website.
So that's meowcatrescue.org, correct?
Right, that's right.
So just like it sounds, meowcatrescue.org.
Yeah, and when you go to our website, at the top there's something called Adopt, and you can click on that, and there's available cats, available dogs. The applications can be filled out at home to speed up the process. And for each listing, it talks about the cats, where they came from, how old they are, their personalities. And the dogs are all in foster homes. So each dog and puppy listing gives you information at the end as to who to contact if you're interested.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, Kathy had a question here about the Holiday Bazaar and Bake Sale. Is there a deadline for donations for that?
Well, I don't think there's a firm deadline, but because it's, you know, I remember last year, actually, I remember people were bringing things as the sale was going.
Oh, okay, people were still bringing stuff in, huh?
Yeah, and that's fine. That really is fine.
Okay. So if you're going to bake something or you have crafts that you want to donate to the big bazaar, bake sale, you can bring them day of. It's okay.
You can.
All righty. Well, that's great. That certainly makes it easy.
Yeah.
And for the procrastinators, that's really lovely. And I think it really is huge. You have quite a turnout, don't you, for this event, and quite a variety of baked goods and so forth for people to pick up and the crafts.
Yeah, we do. There is so much. And every year it gets a little bit bigger, and there's such a variety depending on, you know, what you like in terms of food and decorations. And we have something that we have every year. The head of our canine division, Kelly Starbuck, she makes these twice-baked potatoes.
Ooh.
And she shows up, and it's like a herd of people, and they're gone in about 10 minutes. They're just...
Now, so a twice-baked potato, now, are those packaged up so that you would buy them and take them home and heat them up, or can you eat them on the spot?
No, she makes them at home. She spends all week making these twice-baked potatoes. Mm-hmm. She puts them in these nice little containers, and you take them home and bake them.
Wonderful. And apparently they're very popular.
Oh, boy, are they ever.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I've always liked twice-baked potatoes, so I would enjoy that as well. So keep in mind, folks, because we're almost out of time here, it is Adopt a Senior Cat Month, and Meow has got the best deal in town. All cats over 8 years old this month of November, you can adopt for just $8. So if you or anyone you know is open for an 8-year-old kitty or older, you know, they really appreciate their new homes, and this would be the month to do it at Meow.
This would be the month. And also, I should mention, we have something called a Guardian Angel program at our shelter, where if someone really likes a cat, but they're unable to adopt he or she, they prepay the adoption fee.
Oh, how nice.
So that when a person comes in and is interested in a cat, the fee has already been paid. And I'd say 60 to 70%, maybe even more, of our cats have guardian angels.
Wow. So their adoption fee's already been paid.
Yes.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the Guardian Angel Program. Is that on the website, too?
That is not on our website.
Oh, okay. So we have to remember to ask about that.
Yes.
So the Guardian Angel Program. All right. Well, then if you want to check out kitties at Meow, your dogs, you got to do that online and then make an appointment to see them, because they're all in foster. But there, you said, boy, like 90 cats and kittens at the shelter right now, over 100 in foster. So check them out. If you want to go today, Sunday, they're open from noon to 5, Tuesday and Wednesday, 12 to 5, Thursday, 3 to 7, Friday, 12 to 7, and Sunday, Saturday, 11 to 5.
Right.
And Monday, they're closed. So, Marilyn, thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday morning with us again, and hopefully we'll chat again next month.
Yes, I hope so.
All righty. Thanks, Marilyn.
Talk to you later.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All righty. Well, that's, believe it or not, wraps up the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already. But fortunately, we're here until noon. And yay, oh yay, we finally get to catch up with Aline Fortgang from Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants is going to join us in the second hour. And we got a lot to talk about with, you know, the death of Chai and what's going on with Bamboo and all the elephants at the Oklahoma City Zoo. And we're also going to start with Aline because she stays on top of so many animal issues. We're going to start branching out to other types of animals as well. And today, pandas are on the list. So I can't wait to hear what Aline's got to tell us about pandas. So anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues until noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.